Hi everyone, Saint Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so what I wanted to do is cover the story of a 70-year-old bearded man that scooped up a $5,555 prize after entering a ladies' poker tournament in Florida. You go, bearded girl. He was allowed because the Florida government legally lets men and women into casinos, especially if those men claim that they're females. Now there's an outrage from fellow competitors. But why? Aren't men unequal in every single way? Sorry, my mistake. He entered it as a female. Well, women certainly don't like to welcome a man into their spaces. In fact, what they did was try and make it as uncomfortable for him as possible so that he would leave. The opposite happens when a woman enters a male space, however. There's a video of the whole thing floating around where one of the women says that the women are going to gang up on him in the games to make sure that he can't win. Yet he still did, even with the handicap of the female collective coming down on him. He took all their Texas Hold'em prize money. This situation brought up a big debate and many of the women went on social media to complain. I mean, shame him. But why? After all, I thought men and women are equal in every single way. I guess now I know why women are more likely to enjoy gambling at things like bingo. Because who wins is truly equal. Because there's no skill involved and it's a complete random chance. What if a 70-year-old granny entered an all-male poker tournament? The men wouldn't shame her and they'd welcome her in and probably wouldn't care because they would gladly take her money. In places like Las Vegas, poker tournaments force men to pay 10 times the regular entry fee for the tournament if it's a female one, to prevent them from entering. But isn't it discrimination to charge men more for the very same thing as women? That isn't exactly fair now, is it? Again, what if they charge some 70-year-old granny 10 times more to play poker with men? If that's acceptable as law, then we men need to start charging two different rates when we provide products and services to men and women. I mean, it's only fair, right? As for this man, Mr. Hughes, his fellow competitors appeared outraged that he was able to enter and win. Of course, they should also be accepting because they can't be sure that he's really not some masculine-presenting lesbian. He should be the one to take offense that they took offense. One of the female poker players in the tournament, named Ebony Kenny, a professional poker player, said that she really wishes that men would get what all women events really stand for. Well, if she was a professional, then shouldn't she have beat him? To show that women are just as capable as men as everything, like we see on television. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to women can do everything as well as men can, according to the communists, except apparently play poker, clown world show. Another woman named Charlie Carell said, "It pokes fun at the idea that anybody can identify as a woman and be allowed to enter women's spaces. But Charlie, why are you insensitive to a man that looks like Santa identifying as Cassandra? Why do you have to be so intolerant?" In the Daily Mail article I got most of my information from, this is what it said, and I quote, "This is not the first time that a man has entered a women's poker tournament, nor that a man has won one of the competitions. Former World Series of Poker champion Abraham Korotki entered a $300 buy-in competition at the Bogota Poker Open in Atlantic City in 2009. Participants in the poker tournament were said to be furious with Korotki at the time, growing increasingly irate with him as he advanced through each round. Korotki was one of the two people to remain standing in the end, facing competitor Nicole Rowe from New York. But the man took home the prize pot of $20,982 after defeating the women's challengers," unquote. So I guess that this is a loophole that many men take advantage of, just like we see with all the transgender athletes these days. This situation sort of reminds me of when I was growing up and I would play Monopoly, and I'd land on one of those community chess parts on the board, and then I'd get the card that said that I'd won first place in a beauty pageant. Well, these days, men in disguise are also entering Miss Whatever and winning because they are stunning and brave when compared to all the women. When girls can join the Boy Scouts and destroy, you don't see people in arms as much. But that was a major formative experience for many young males, and this is just a silly game. You thought that only women could lose in men's sports. I guess now you should also add in the casino. What else can be said about this story? Nothing. So for the second half, I'll discuss an article called In Flight from Manhood by Joseph Burgo. He's pretty much explaining what he sees with men transitioning into women, and then detransitioning. He says that some of these men are gay and the others are on the autistic spectrum and are bullied as boys, yet others are turned on by the thought of themselves as females. But more than anything, all of them have basically been driven in that direction by being shamed for being men and masculine. He also says that men not having positive role models is leading to it, and he sees it as a symptom of the crisis in masculinity. The shaming language is out of control, and at a world where women are doing much better than men, unless of course we're talking about poker, and you're like the poker troll that entered that competition because all he had to do was identify as a woman. But he was still labeled as toxic. When you're being attacked for being male, you can understand why so many men go trans. Because then it's like living your life on easy mode, and they get praise from women instead of personal attacks, even when they do terrible things. One guy knew transitioned and left his wife, and all the women in his life took his side and not the wife's. Usually when you break up with the woman, all the mutual friends go to her. But if you go trans, there's a good chance that they'll go with you. The culture is telling men that they shouldn't be strong and stoic anymore, and then instead they should emulate women. That men should not compete with one another, but instead cooperate the way that women do, but we all know that women just compete in sneaky, covert ways. Hence the sneaky male poker player identifying as a female. Shame didn't work on him, and neither did bullying, so he stayed and took all the women's money. Once many men have been shamed their entire lives, they stop caring, and don't let it get to them anymore, because they learn to get a thick skin. Shame has its limits for strong men, but weaker men will fall to it and transition. In places like the Philippines, men are being shamed as lazy and told that they can't grow up, so they typically dress and drag, or take hormones, and suddenly all the negativity and criticism from their matriarchal mommy society goes away. That's why I think that there's so many trans people there. Joseph says that until our societies make young men feel good for being young men again, we will continue to see men take flight from manhood. I also think that many men, if you call them villains long enough, will start playing the part. If you say they have toxic masculinity, then they'll use that to their advantage. It's like what happened in the black community. For decades, our culture promoted that black men were drug dealers and thugs. So what happened was white folks would go up to black guys and ask them if they could deal some illicit substances to them. At first, the black guys were most likely offended, but many saw it as a business opportunity because being male and black was like free advertising if you wanted to basically be a dope dealer. It makes me wonder how many black guys started dealing simply because of the stereotypes they faced. Just like how many men today are going to play the part of the toxic male towards women because that's all many of us are being called. Sometimes I think that's what women want. First, they eliminated most toxic male behaviors, but subconsciously they want them back. So they're attacking us and calling us toxic. Some men, of course, will oblige them, and others will turn to the transgender thing. Notice now when a trans swimmer takes first prize, the women stand there getting their second and third prize and not complain, because they don't want to appear disagreeable. Just like men's Achilles heel is to simp, it's women's to not rock the boat when trans men appear. They can't exactly accuse them of having toxic femininity because that would violate female-owned group preference, which in most cases gets extended to trans women. I think it's an instinct the way that most men simp out for women simply because they are women. The poker player troll was attacked and shamed at the event by women because he wasn't wearing a dress and wig. If he showed up dressed like that, even with his long beard, but still wasn't passable, he probably wouldn't have been attacked. So it's not just that women are creating more feminine soy boys and trans women, but they're also creating a class of men that embrace their so-called toxic masculinity and run with it, and have stopped caring about what women think and have stopped simping. Women, of course, generally can't help their behaviors. They want to control male behavior, and in doing so, they're creating two classes of uncontrollable men. One that exploits the female-owned group preference by dressing up in a female disguise, and the other that becomes incredibly toxic and stops caring about women and their wants and desires entirely. The more they squeeze us, the more we slip through their fingers on one side or the other. They can't help it, it's in their nature. And we can't help it but adapt to it because it's in our nature too. Even if some of us are aware of our bad behaviors, most of us won't be. And therefore, as a whole, the outcomes will be bad for social cohesion and the future of the species. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that the more women call men toxic, the more women will become that way. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. this channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps Holly woke and the media from destroying all the good male role models and destroying positive masculinity away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.